Welcome to worship this weekend, everyone. We pray you continue to be well and safe. Today, we celebrate the ascension of Jesus Christ into heaven following his resurrection. This is also Memorial Day weekend, and we honor our friends and loved ones who have served and are currently serving to protect our freedoms, especially those of loved ones who have given their lives in sacrifice for us. Thank you all so much for your service. Next week, some of us will gather together once again in this room for worship, while some will continue watching online. Either way, it's so beautiful to be part of this church family, and we're grateful to stay connected in a variety of ways. Your presence is a blessing to us. Now, as we turn our focus to worship, may the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We invite you now to join with us in these words of praise from Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you peoples.
We bow before the Lord, the Most High, who reigns o'er all creation.
Shout to God with songs of joy.
We worship the Christ, the Exalted One, who sits above every ruler and authority.
Sing praises to God, sing praises.
We bless the Spirit, the hand of God, who lifts us into heavenly courts.
Won't you join me for our invocation? Risen and ascended Lord, we would have lingered on the Transfiguration Mount, clung to you in the Easter Garden, been saddened by your Emmaus departure, and begged for the ascension skies never to close. But you have taught us a deeper truth. You are not absent, even in departure. We give thanks that mountaintop resources lie waiting in the valley, that you are as near in the busy streets as in the quiet garden, that you are the guest at every meal, and heaven has come down to earth. Risen and ascended Lord, travel with us here in this worship, in this life. Amen.
Game, isn't it? But did you know that there's a purpose to playing peekaboo with babies? Peekaboo teaches children that you may be gone, but you're coming back. And it teaches them that even though they can't see you, you're close by. So our scripture today is from Acts 1, and it's about the ascension, which means going up, of Jesus into heaven. The ascension happened after the crucifixion and the resurrection. 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus went with his disciples around teaching them how to do things on their own because he knew he was going to heaven. So right before he left to go to heaven, he told them, "I'm going away, but my Holy Spirit is going to be with you. I'm sending that to you." And so that's a reminder for us that Jesus sent his Holy Spirit to the disciples, but he also sent his Holy Spirit to us. And even when we're feeling alone, Jesus is right here with us through his Holy Spirit. He's in our hearts and he's walking along beside us. So remember that. Can we pray together? Lord Jesus, thank you for being beside us, especially when we are feeling lonely. Father, we pray your blessings on our friends and our families and our school friends and teachers and on our church friends and church families that we haven't seen in a long time. Lord, your blessings on all of them until we see each other again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please join us in a prayer of confession. God of hope and joy, we confess that we continue to live in fear. While Jesus was with us on earth, we dismissed him as a heavenly dreamer. And now that he reigns in heaven, we forget that he is Lord of all the earth. Forgive us, God of grace, and be the sovereign of our lives, and make us always ready to welcome your return in glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Scripture is from Ephesians, 1st chapter, verses 15 through 23. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. This is God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Friends, I want to take a moment to thank our volunteers, our musicians, our scripture readers, our at-home children's sermoneers, and our team who have served in new ways each week putting these videos of worship together. My friend Miss Darcy is behind the camera right now, and she is not thrilled that I've even said her name. These few words aren't nearly enough to acknowledge your ministry and your flexibility. I do hope we can shape space and time to more appropriately appreciate all of you in the near future. But simply, I want to say thank you. Thank you. As of the recording of this video, at this moment, we hope for this to be the last pre-recorded worship video of this kind. Our vision and leadership team believe we can gather for worship together in person beginning May 31st while practicing safety and sanitation and distance. We certainly don't know everything and we cannot see into the future with clarity. So we pray for health and improvement and safety, and we will adjust plans as necessary. We ask that you stay in touch. We ask that you double-check information and join us in communicating with those in your circle, your groups, your classes, more than our social media pages, more than our websites, more than our notification systems. You are the hands and the feet, and in this case, the voice of Christ. In recent days, we would have celebrated numerous graduations. Two young men in our youth ministry this year completed high school. A number of people completed undergraduate degrees, and even still some of our kiddos graduated from preschool. And to all of these we say, congratulations. Congratulations. High school graduation is as epic as it is irrelevant in our culture. Idolized throughout Hollywood and coming-of-age films, our high school graduates begin a walk across the proverbial stage as children, receive a fake diploma, and eventually traverse the stage. And after some manner of shenanigans, likely, well, suddenly we see them as adults. And yet to us, they are still children. And to be clear, I don't mean this to be demeaning of our high school graduates in any way. Rather, I hope this accentuates the truth and the reality of this liminal, interesting space that young adulthood can be. Are you an adult, high school graduates? Yes, you are. And you're also a dependent tax credit for your guardians, which means you're not an adult. Which, let's be honest, many of our high schoolers see how adults in our world behave, and they don't want anything to do with adulthood. Some of the college graduates among us have gone back to school after decades of adulthood and professional life, and you've graduated, and to you we say, well done. Congratulations. You strut your stuff across that live stream, socially distanced stage in your kitchen, for you have preserved, and you deserve a break and a pay raise. Some of our other college graduates walk across a digital stage this time of year receiving a diploma thinking, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. To our wonderful, young, energetic, smart, playful youth minister who's doing a wonderful job, to Savannah, completing her degree, we say congratulations. Congratulations, Savannah. Welcome to a world of health insurance and responsibility. In the first chapter of Acts, after the resurrection of Jesus, having spent 40 days appearing and gathering and eating and praying with his students and his friends, Christ ascends. Christ is lifted up beyond the gaze of those watching. In Ephesians, the letter describes the full power of God present in Christ, who was raised from the dead and seated on the throne and crowned with glory above and before all. This ascension is, in some respects, a congratulation-like moment for Jesus, who did not receive a diploma that read, "You, the Holy One, born of God, crucified under Pontius Pilate, laid in the tomb for 3 days, defeated death, and unquestionably now lifted above all as the author of everlasting life." Jesus did not move his tassel from his right to his left, and then pause for pictures with folks he would gladly never, ever see again. No, Jesus never experienced this rite of passage, this graduation in our understanding. Instead, Jesus laid lifeless in a tomb on Friday, risen from the grave on Easter, present in the flesh beyond imagination and comprehension for 40 days, and then was lifted, presiding over and beyond and within and among all authority, incredible, and for which we worship. But I do find connection between our graduations and Christ's ascension. Like so many of you with your BA now and your BS, there is still so much ahead. And you might have to move into your parents' or your aunt's or your uncle's basement. You might have to come back down low in order to go forward. Similarly, Christ, we believe, as described here in Ephesians, the name above every name, ascends and sits on the throne of heaven, all the while here. Here among us, there seems a lot left unfinished. There seems plenty reason for Christ to come back down to the basement of this world and of this life. I can't imagine all that has been canceled and postponed and forgotten and lost in your life during these stay-at-home days. We grieve. We grieve with our friends who have lost loved ones and yet have not had the space to give thanks for their lives publicly or within the worshiping community. We lament the loss of wages, particularly among those who aren't able to miss a paycheck. And if that is you, I hope you will call or email me or our church. This week, with our local faith leaders, I heard of a 61% increase in the total need for food here in the South Plains just during these last 2 months. In the months of this pandemic, the worldwide community has seen increase in domestic violence against women, children, and LGBTQIA individuals. You see, at home, with a decrease in finances and an increase in stress and an increase in time at home with attackers, it all sets a stage for some very dark days at home. And if you are experiencing this and you don't know where to turn, I want you to know that you can reach out to our Pastor Cheryl, you can reach out to our Pastor Scott, or I would be honored myself. There is no way that any of us can fathom the difficulty or the pain or the complexity that you face, but we are here to listen and to share any resources that we might have to help heal. I read of an elderly Latin American gentleman on the East Coast who contracted this virus, and to protect the senior living community where he resided and to protect his extended family, he spent 14 days in his car completely alone outside of a state park. This weekend, our community will gather at the Lubbock War Memorial to honor those who have been lost in conflicts around the world while serving the United States. And we will attempt to comfort, to thank, to recognize these families who are now left to grieve alone. And our efforts will not be good enough to ease the pain. Together, all of this begs the great philosophical, theological, spiritual, and personal question. If Christ is King, what about all this pain and suffering? And likely it's no shocker to you that I don't have the answers to the questions that have weighed heavy upon humanity from Job to Anne Frank to Ahmaud Arbery's family. And instead of an answer, I'd like to share with you that which provides tension to the question. Earlier this week, a 92-year-old member of our community learn how to use Google Hangouts, a type of digital video conferencing. And just when I thought I was done for the rest of my life with the word Zoom, I learned of a grandson among us who taught his grandfather how to Google Hangout so that he could stay in touch with his Bible study, his other friends, and his family. That, my friends, is ascension. That's Christ ascending to a new level of consciousness. When someone in our congregation lost a good percentage of income due to all this shutdown, a kind, quiet person came forward to give a generous gift and asked if Second Baptist could send the gift so as to maintain anonymity and dignity of everyone involved. That, my friends, is ascension. That's Christ ascending to new levels in our coffers. When we could tell the cancellation of graduations truly and understandably hurt, we asked one of our college students, how could we be of support? And she simply asked. She asked that in the event 2B Leaders Camp might happen this summer, she asked if she could be a part of helping serve. My friends, that is ascension. That is Christ ascending to new levels in our community. You see, the primary way that I know Jesus Christ has ascended on high, the primary way that I see Christ upon the throne, is I see Christ ascended in you. In you. For we never fully graduate. There is always more to learn. There is always more ways to grow. There is always more room for healing. For Christ did not simply ascend. Christ is then, now, and always ascending through you. So let the pomp and circumstance ring out. Let us cross the stage together knowing much has been learned and much is left unknown and undone. Let us bow together. For Christ is upon high the throne, and let us take heart together. For Christ is still ascending within us, within this wild and wonderful world we share together. Amen.
As we respond today, we want to take a quick moment to remind you of all the different giving options you have available to you here at Second Baptist Church. You may give online at secondb.org/give, text to give at 806-424-4140, just text the word give to start. You may also mail your tithe here to the church at 6109 Chicago Avenue, Lubbock, Texas, 79424. Or you can drop it off in person. We have a 24-hour drop slot right outside the south entrance doors. You can just drop it in there anytime, day or night. We thank you for joining us here at Second Baptist Church for worship. Let's continue to worship with our hymn of response.
Friends, thank you for joining us for worship. As you go this week, may the God of hope fill you with light and love. May your heart be open so that you experience God's presence. And may you come to understand the power of God's work in your lives. Go with God. Amen.
Yeah.